particularly good for him because he has very, very little football this year. Don't think he's started a game yet. So he should be chomping at the bit to go and play for somebody. Yeah, he will free up a place in the squad. Not particularly in any finances, but certainly a place. And obviously give John an opportunity to go and show what he can do.
Are you happy with what's happened in the January transfer window for you? The outs, clearing some players who haven't been involved, giving you a bit of freedom and the seven coming in?
Yeah, it seems a bit strange that I'm sat here with seven coming in and saying that we've still not got the strongest of squads. And we haven't. We've only got Touchwood, Jimmy Spencer's still not quite right yet, and Kyle McFasden ill. And we're not looking at the bench saying we've got millions of options, although we have. But, you know, that's only with a couple of injuries. So if we had any more than that, we would really struggle. But I'm quite happy with what we've got, and I think it's certainly put the club in a better position.
And it looks like Kyle McFasden to stay for the duration of the season, at least.
Well, we've still got a few hours to go, but although we all know that the loan market reopens next week, and then that becomes a little bit farcical for me in that, you know, although it's emergency loans, we all know that emergency loans with deals done in the summer have already been done. So, but, you know, I think the fact that we've kept Kyle till the end of January means hopefully that we can keep him till the end of April.
I think I'm right in saying it's probably the second time, the first being under Steve Evans, that the club have not let him go because of valuation. Is he all right mentally with that? Because I know he's obviously an ambitious player, but he must respect the club having a valuation for him.
The deal that's fallen through over the last few weeks has not necessarily been down to finances. There's been other issues in with it. But to be fair to Kyle, he's expressed his views on one or two of the moves, not always been 100% keen on him himself. Kyle's sensible enough to not jump at the first move that comes his way. So it's not all necessarily been down to the club. And I'm pretty sure that if Kyle was that desperate to go, he would have really voiced his opinion, and he hasn't done. So what's pleasing is he comes out with phrases like, I think I've still got more work to do for this football club, and I think I can still help take him to the next level. So that's quite nice to hear.